Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
Toward the end of Paul's first letter to the Christians in Thessalonica, he writes, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died." What we know about the Christians in Thessalonica is that they had a problem. They had been taught and they believed that Jesus would return to the world and usher everyone into an age of peace and unity and faithfulness. However, as they awaited Christ's return, members of their community had begun to die. This was certainly the natural course of life in the world, but those first Christians believed that Jesus had changed the world fundamentally, and that life as humanity had known it up until that point had actually changed. Everything had been made new, or at least they hoped. Jesus had come to save people, not to let them die. So why were they losing loved ones? What was going on exactly? That was their concern. Now, in this passage, Paul attempted to calm the Thessalonians' fear by assuring them of God's eternal care for all people, living and dead. However, Paul's statement covers more ground than that, I think. Christians do not grieve. They do not worry. They do not fear as other people do. Jesus has been victorious over the forces of evil and death. Therefore, there is nothing to fear on earth or in heaven that people should be concerned about. Christians are supposed to be different. Our concerns are not to be for ourselves and our own personal welfare. Our primary concern is to be focused on others. We are saved in life and in death. The only thing we need to concern ourselves with is the care we offer to others here and now. Let's pray. Lord God, new life in you means giving up our old life of worry and fear. Lord God, there's no need for it anymore. You have shown us that we move from life to life. Therefore, the only thing we should concern ourselves with is sharing that abundant life and love with others. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.